This week, the National Cotton Council responded to a study out of Kansas State University that claimed U.S. cotton producers were overcompensated for trade damages incurred during the trade dispute between the U.S. and China. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the Council, joins us to discuss the Council's analysis and response to the study.
A recent study out of Kansas State University stated that MFP payment rates were larger than estimated price impacts of tariffs for most commodities, with the difference being especially large for cotton and sorghum. According to the authors, the 2019 MFP cotton payment rate was about 33 times larger than the estimated impact from previous studies. Now, as we look at actual price and trade data, it shows that cotton producers were not actually overcompensated for the trade damages. The data shows that the MFP assistance has only partially compensated cotton producers for the loss in market revenue. USDA used the same methodology of determining trade damage for all commodities. Now, the author's implication of overcompensation was based on a comparison of USDA's model with other modeling approaches. And in the case of cotton, the other studies acknowledged that their results were preliminary in nature and did not have the benefit of actual trade data. When you look at the actual data, cotton producers did not receive USDA's estimated trade damage of 26 cents on all bills produced. USDA's county-level methodology produced a weighted average payment of $99 across all 2019 cotton acres. If we use an average yield of 805 pounds per acre, the average per pound compensation for cotton was 12 cents, not 26 cents. So between June of 2018 and January of 2020, the market value of an average acre of cotton fell by $197. The MFP assistance for 2019 only compensated 50% of that decline.